It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. On this day in 1966, the Metropolitan Opera opened in its new home in New York's Lincoln Center on the Upper West Side after several revisions in its design. The Opera House seats 3,800, and its lobby boasts two colossal paintings by Marc Chagall, The Triumph of Music and The Sources of Music, each one measuring 30 by 36 feet. When the opera company is not performing or rehearsing, the auditorium is home to the American Ballet Theater. The original Metropolitan Opera House opened in 1883 with a performance of Faust. It was located on Broadway between 39th and 40th Streets and was destroyed by fire 9 years later. It was immediately rebuilt, reopening in the fall of 1893. The old Met was elegant, but its stage facilities were severely lacking. It closed after a performance of La Bohème in April 1966 and was demolished the following year. Currently, the Met's annual season contains upwards of 200 performances of nearly 30 operas, and with expanded access through technology, more and more opera devotees can enjoy its offerings each year. It is broadcast regularly on radio since 1931 and on television since 1977. In 2006, the Met began live satellite radio and internet broadcasts as well as live high-definition video transmissions presented in cinemas throughout the world. In 2011, the total HD audience reached 3 million through 1,600 theaters worldwide. The Metropolitan Opera's music directors and principal conductors over the past 130 years represent some of the brightest stars in the musical firmament, including Walter Damrosch, Gustav Mahler, Arturo Toscanini, Eric Leinsdorf, Kurt Adler, and James Levine. Devotees of opera trivia will know that the Met's long history has spawned hundreds of fascinating anecdotes, including accounts of several deaths, beginning in 1897 when a performer collapsed and died in the arms of his best friend, halting the performance only briefly until a substitute singer stepped in to finish the role. Grand opera inspires great humor as well. Robert Benchley once remarked that opera is when a guy gets stabbed in the back, and instead of bleeding, he sings. And sarcastic American journalist H.L. Mencken quipped that opera in English makes about as much sense as baseball in Italian. Best of all is the offhand remark of tenor Leo Slezak during a performance of Wagner's Lohengrin more than a century ago. At the end of the opera, a swan appears at the back of the stage drawing a boat that is to return Lohengrin to his place with the Knights of the Holy Grail. But this time, a stagehand sent the swan boat off prematurely, leaving Slezak to watch it sail away without him. In the awkward pause that followed, people began to fidget in their seats. Slezak brought the house down when he shrugged, turned to a singer next to him, and ad-libbed, "What time is the next swan?" The incident is recorded by the actor Walter Slezak, Leo's son, in his autobiography, What Time's the Next Swan?, published by Doubleday & Company, 1962. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 16th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.